Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This is one of the colder mornings we've had in a while, middle to upper 20s for most of us, but a nice warm-up today with a high near 60. Dan Brunoff has even warmer temps and a chance of storms back in his extended forecast. Get the latest on News Radio 1080 and at KRLD.com. It is Thursday, February 27th. In Watauga, investigators are working to find out what started a fire early this morning. It left one person dead. It happened at a house on Old Mill Circle, west of Roof Snow Drive, around 1 this morning. When fire crews got there, the house was nearly fully engulfed in flames. Crews managed to pull three people from the home, but again, one person died. The other two were not hurt. Firefighters say it appears the fire started in the living room. Later today, Governor Abbott will give us an update on what the state is doing to prevent the spread of coronavirus in Texas. And KRLD's Alan Skaya reports local communities are also getting ready.
The CDC's confirmed 6 cases of coronavirus in Texas, but they're all in quarantine in San Antonio. Governor Greg Abbott says he'll get a briefing at the State Operations Center this afternoon on precautionary steps Texas can take. He says he'll meet with state and federal health officials to get what he describes as a realistic assessment of the potential danger.
We've been working with the CDC from the very beginning of the outbreak.
In North Texas, Fort Worth ISD says it's working with Tarrant County Public Health and the Texas Department of State Health Services to monitor schools. The district says school nurses and administrators are following their standard illness outbreak process to keep staff and parents informed and keep schools disinfected. Fort Worth ISD says parents should follow the same rules as the flu and keep kids home if they're sick. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
U.S. Senator John Cornyn speaks out on the coronavirus outbreak and the need for additional federal funding. Here's KRLD's Austin Bureau Chief Chris Fox.
On a conference call with reporters, Senator Cornyn praised the job being done by state and federal authorities in containing the spread of the coronavirus in the U.S., citing the emergence of hotspots in South Korea and Italy.
Which to me demonstrates, given the relatively low number of people who become symptomatic in the United States, that we're doing a better job here.
As for more federal funding, Cornyn says it's important not to underestimate the risk.
We are in the process of considering an emergency request for as much as $8 billion in additional money to be spending on this outbreak.
In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
There is some good news today on the flu in Dallas County.
Dallas County health officials say positive flu cases in the first week in February saw 350 fewer than the week before, a drop of about 29%. The drop continued the following week with 46% fewer cases. That accounts for a 72% drop since February 1st. But despite those numbers, county health officials say influenza activity remains high, with 20% of tests still coming back positive. Flu shots are available and encouraged for children at all county clinics. Adults can get vaccines at the main clinic. To date, 14 deaths have been blamed on the flu in Dallas County. 13 of those adults, 1 pediatric. Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
In McKinney, a jury could today decide the punishment for the man convicted of killing Richardson police officer David Sherrard. KRLD's LP Phillips has the latest from McKinney.
Friends and relatives of Brandon McCall all say he was a quiet and reserved man who changed when he began using hard drugs. McCall's brother said their father was an alcoholic who would make sure he had beer before buying any food or a motel room for his family. And an aunt said McCall was more the caring of the two brothers, the one who took part in family gatherings. The two of them, plus several of McCall's friends, said it all changed in the months before the murders of Sherrard and McCall's friend Renee Gámez when McCall started hitting the hard drugs. The defense is hoping the background will give at least one juror enough pause to vote against the death penalty when the punishment case goes to deliberation. In McKinney, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Dallas City Council approves a $400,000 economic development grant for a new boarding school in Southeast Oak Cliff. Developers say they need the money to help build the first dormitory. Vivian Jones lives in the neighborhood. She's hoping to send her grandson to the school.
And I would like for him to get the experience of living with other boys his age in the boarding environment.
The school will be called At Last and will be for elementary school age kids. Developers plan to open it this fall. The Fort Worth School District holding a hiring fair today. We get details from KRLD's Bailey Friday.
There's a career fair this afternoon for folks interested in working in the Fort Worth School District. Supervisors and staff will be in Fort Worth's Martin Luther King Jr. Community Center to complete on-site hiring. The district says there are positions available in child nutrition, transportation, maintenance, security, and central calling. The job fair will kick off at noon and last 2.5 hours. Bailey Friday, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Later this morning at AT&T Stadium, DAV and Recruit Military are hosting the Dallas Veterans Job Fair. More than 90 employers will be in attendance looking to hire veterans, military spouses, National Guard members, and transitioning military. That free event starts this morning at 11 and wraps up at 3 p.m. Sports, the Mavericks win in San Antonio, 109-103. Another triple-double for Luka, who will turn 21 on Friday. The Stars play in Boston tonight at 6:30.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere. For the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.